Chapter 24.
Ah, Luke groaned about his dental appointment. Do I have to go? He whined.
Only if you want to keep your teeth, the Queen said dryly.
It takes so long, he complained again.
Okay, you don't have to go.
I don't? What's the catch?
Luke asked suspiciously. No sweets for you. We can't take the chance that you'll have an untreated cavity, the Queen explained solemnly.
I knew it. No deal, he rejoined.
The Queen smiled. Wonderful. Now, no more complaining, or you'll go without sweets as a consequence. Luke nodded, knowing he had already been impudent. After his exam, the dentist had bad news for them.
Luke has two cavities, he announced.
The Queen frowned and sighed. But he's brushing, she argued.
Yes, he's brushing, but not thorough, the dentist said.
The Queen frowned again. The dentist mistook her expression as confusion.
Let me show you what I mean. Using an electrically toothbrush, he needs to brush slow, like this. This circularly head is just the right size for his teeth. He also needs to floss each tooth individual,
the dentist said, demonstrating. The Queen was flustered, but nodded and said, I see. Luke, you need to do a better job brushing and flossing.
Uh-huh.
Luke nodded, though his mouth was still open to the dentist.
I'm going to send home a new brush and floss that I expect you to use frequent, the dentist said.
The Queen frowned, but tried to cover by smiling and nodding. He will, she said.
You'll also need to make an appointment so we can treat the cavities quick,
the dentist said. The Queen said she would have to discuss it with her husband first. On the way home, Luke noticed his mother's continuing upset.
I'm sorry, Mother. I'll do a better job brushing, he said.
I know you will, she replied, distracted.
What's wrong? He asked. Are you worried that Father will be upset?
No, yes, I don't know, she said, wringing her hands. Are you comfortable with that dentist? She asked.
No. How can you be comfortable with a dentist?
Luke joked. That's not what I mean. Did you notice anything strange about him, like his grammar? She asked.
No. Does our dentist have to have good grammar?
He asked, surprised at the question. No, of course not, she replied defensively. Well, maybe, she sighed. Something just seemed off.